Good morning. It's a Playing in Person Tuesday morning. It's 7:45 a.m. LeBrian Street is with us. Now, LeBrian, before we kind of get to talking about upcoming events, I want to ask you a question. I know you went ahead and had the bass fishing tournament this past Saturday at Mayo Park with the rain and stuff. How did that turn out?
Rob, it turned out we were very blessed to have 20 boats to come on out in the rain. A lot of my 20 faithfuls, most of the guys that were my faithfuls, the guys that usually fish with me, and rain, sleet, or snow can't keep them guys in, especially in the month of April. So we had a successful turnout of 20. If rain wasn't there, I'm pretty sure we would have had more, but if you couldn't make it, we thank you. I'm pretty sure a lot of guys called me and canceled. But however, Rob, that's the bass tournament. We will do it again the first Saturday in May, which would be May the 6th, off the top of my head. Yes, May 6th is our next bass tournament. But however, next Saturday, April 22nd, is our second crappy tournament for the year. So if you missed the bass tournament, that's fine. But if you are a crappy fisherman, come on out next Saturday, April the 22nd, as of right now, it's the last scheduled crappy tournament for the spring. We'll do some more in the fall. But come on out next Saturday, April the 22nd, for our next crappy tournament. The boats will leave at 7. The weigh-in will be at 1. Just give us a call at 597-7806 for more information to get signed up. I talked to one of the guys in between during the bass, in between the time the boats left and the time they weighed in at the store. And he was telling me how he's been having a good day out there with the bass at the crappy. So the crappy are biting, Rob. So needless to say, come on out next weekend, have fun. All of it's fun and games. It's not like a lot of tournaments where you can see the stress on people's face, or it's very competitive still, but it's more or less fun and more or less for bragging rights more than anything, Rob. So come on out next weekend, April the 22nd, for our next crappy tournament for the spring.
Now, LeBrian, for the upcoming crappy tournament, up to 5 people can be on the boat, correct?
You can have up to 5 people on the boat for the crappy tournament. We're also thankful, Rob, that our crappy tournament has taken off the way it has. I can remember a time we only had five to seven boats in the crappy tournament. Last month we had 14, and the weather wasn't the best. And I also remember last year we hit up, I think, almost 20-some boats in the crappy tournament. So we're shooting for that again this year. We thank the guys that's been telling a friend. We had guys come out of town last month for the crappy tournament. So if you know anybody that's interested in crappy fishing, come on out next weekend and join us April 22nd for our last crappy tournament for the spring.
Stop in at 1013 Neal Store Road. That is the address of the Education and Environment Building, located at Mayo Park. To pre-register or more information, you can call 336-597-7806. Now, LeBrian, here it is, springtime of the year. A lot of people already camping,
yes,
and a lot of people are already making plans,
yes,
for camping over the summertime. If you're interested in camping at Mayo Park, you need to RSVP ASAP. I know, LeBrian, you're booked up solid on many different weekends, but you have said if someone wants to camp, say, between Monday and, say, maybe Thursday, maybe leave by lunchtime, you can pretty much work them in about any time through the spring, summer, and into fall, correct?
That is correct, Rob. Rob, you said it best, we're pretty much, we're getting full on the weekends. A lot of my regulars, they already know how to jump on it early. If you're not a regular, if you want to become a regular, if you're just anybody, it definitely behooves you to go ahead and look at your calendar and go ahead and get you a camping spot. The cabins haven't really got filled up too bad yet. And the campground, we're not completely full yet on the weekends, so don't panic. But the farther we get into the summer, the deeper we get into summer, the more we will fill up. So I've been having a lot of people, come by, a lot of calls come by to, making that reservation. So if you're thinking about doing any type of camping at Mayo Park, trust me, please look at your calendar. Please come see us. A lot of times people ask me what we have. We'll let them know what we have, and they'll come by and ride and pick them out a spot. However you want to do it, but I can't stress enough, if you're thinking about camping at Mayo this time of year, any this year, please go ahead and let us know. As Rob stated, pretty much, most people usually get down Friday, or sometimes they'll come on Thursday and leave on Sundays. But during the week, we're about always open. It's just, I call them my weekend warriors. They get down on the weekends, and just for the weekends. And Rob, the thing about it, most of them within 30 miles. So that's
right.
That's
the
thing. You know, I had somebody come register. They live on Street Store Road, and Street Store Road is maybe 3 miles from the office. So, but they just get away and they come out to camp and they'll stay there just the weekend. But they're not going back forth home. So you could do the same thing, Rob, 3 miles that you can at 300 miles away from home. But just give us a call, 597-7806.
Now, LeBron, before I let you go on this break, people that camp at Mayo Park, they can rent canoes, kayaks, and paddle boards. Or if anybody wants to go down for just one day, those items are available for rent. But you need to RSVP because you only have a limited number of each, correct?
That is correct, Rob. Yes, we do have canoes, kayaks, and paddle boards. They've been kind of quiet right now, but I already know once the weather breaks, once the water warms up, I think Saturday the water was in the mid-50s. But once that water warms up, Rob, those paddle boards will go like hotcakes, likewise with the canoes and kayaks. So it's just a simple fact of giving us a call. Hey, I'm coming in today. Can I reserve a kayak? I'm going to reserve a paddle board. Because there's nothing worse, Rob, than seeing a look on somebody's face when they come out there wanting a canoe or kayak, especially a child, and we've already rented them all out for today. So definitely give us a call and reserve that. Reserve it.
That phone number again to Mayo Park, 336-597-7806. That'll put you in touch with LeBron and the friendly crew right there at Mayo Park. Music headed your way from Jake Owen. The name of this song, Yee-Haw. Good Day for Living right there from Joe Nichols. Good morning. It's 9 minutes after 8 o'clock. It's a Playing in Person Tuesday morning. LeBron Street is our guest. Playing in Person is a program that is geared and driven to keep the listening audience abreast of things to do and things that are going on with the Parks and Rec Department of Roxborough and Person County. LeBron, I know you mentioned a couple of things you wanted to mention on this break, but how did the Easter egg hunt go a week ago today out at the Rock Sportsplex?
Rob, the Easter egg hunt went very well. We had a lot of eggs out there. Every kid was happy. It was we felt like it was a huge success, Rob. We felt like it was more a little bit of control out there, being on those different ball fields. So one of the guys came out there, was taking pictures, and he was basically saying, "What took so long for us to get this idea?" But it was a great idea, we feel like, and we had a good time out there. So thank you for everybody that came out and participated in the event.
Now, LeBron, tell us about this Dutch oven cooking class.
Yes, Rob. So, you know, along with Mayo, we do offer programs at Mayo. One of the upcoming programs that we do have coming up the last Saturday in this month, April 29th, is a Dutch oven cooking class. And basically what that is, we have an instructor coming in that's going to teach us or teach you how to cook on a Dutch oven. It is a small fee, very, very small fee, but that's just to help cover the cost of food. But please go ahead and get signed up for it. We need so many people to have the class, but we also can't take with so many people. We have a few signed up, so we're asking as many to get signed up as you can. It's just a simple fact that's giving us a call. Again, it is a Dutch oven cooking class. The lady that teaching the class, she has a YouTube channel. She also does many other things along with the Dutch oven. She takes old cast iron pots and pans and refinishes them. I've seen her work. It's just amazing how she does it. And it's amazing how she cooks on the Dutch oven class. So come on out on April the 29th and participate in our Dutch oven cooking class. Again, I say we need as many people as we can to sign up for it. So we would definitely appreciate it if you could come out. Again, this is a small fee, but just simply give us a call at 597-7806.
Now, LeBron, tell us a little bit about the color purple.
Yes, Rob, the color purple, the play will be at the Kirby coming up here very soon, coming up April 21st, 22nd, and 23rd, starting at 7:30. So, again, it is a play that's up there at the Kirby. I was looking at it just last night. The director and some of the people that's in it are very good at what they do, are very good actors. And the director, he's directed many plays and skits, and I do believe you will not be let down by coming to see the color purple. at the Kirby, April 21st, 22nd, and 23rd starts at 7:30. So if you don't have nothing to do those nights or whatever, go see a good play, please go by and check that out, Rob.
Now, LeBron, before we get our local news report on, tell us a little bit about summer camp.
Yeah, that is, Rob. So, you know, school, you know, we'll be out before you know it. I do think kids are on spring break this week. You know, after they go on spring break, they go back for a few more weeks, Rob, and then it will be summertime. So a lot of parents was wondering, you know, I had to talk to a lady yesterday. She was wondering what she's going to do with her child for the summer because they've aged out the other program. But needless to say, we are offering summer camp at Mayo. At Huck Sansbury like we always do. Again, the summer camp will be offered again this summer at Huck Sansbury. I do know they take trips out to Mayo. I do know they take other trips to different places and other whatnots. It is very organized and it's very also very affordable. But the sign-up registration is open up now. Go ahead and get your child signed up for it. It's been a great camp going on, Rob. Rob, I know for a fact it's been going on at least 30 years because I can remember going to it as I was a child. It's the same concept, same setup. Per se. So come on out. If you're looking for somewhere for your child to go this upcoming summer, not knowing where they're going to go, what they're going to do, summer camp registration is open right now. Just give us a call at 597-1755 for more information to get signed up for. To wonder how do I have to get signed up. And I do believe if you have more than one child, it's a little bit cheaper for the second child, however it is. But just give us a call. But the main thing is get signed up for upcoming summer camp for the year.
It's a Playing in Person Tuesday morning. LeBron Street is our guest. Now, LeBron, you said you just wanted to kind of reiterate and remind folks about some of the things we've already talked about this morning.
Yes, Rob, that is correct. So, excuse me. So, yes, we do have one thing we didn't say, Rob, we will be opening up this weekend for 7 days. So starting this Saturday, Rob. We will be there open now 7 days through Halloween. So we are staffed now on the weekends. Rob, yeah, so next weekend, two things going on next weekend. One, we have the Color Purple going on at the Kirby. October 21st through the 23rd starts promptly at 7:30. After that, Rob, on Saturday, we do have our last Crappy Tournament of the Spring. So guys, girls, come on out and support our Crappy Tournament. Our Crappy Tournament is doing a lot better compared to where it used to be. We're so grateful and thankful for that. So if you know anybody or to tell a friend, or come on out and participate in the Crappy Tournament. Even if you don't fish with them, just see if you say, hey, can I ride on the boat with you? Because they can have five people on the boat. For the upcoming event. Also, Rob, April the 29th, we will have a Dutch oven cooking class at Mayo. So if you're into Dutch oven cooking or want to learn how to cook some dishes by a great instructor, please come on out and support that on April the 29th. It is a small sign-up fee, very, very minimal small sign-up fee. We need so many people to sign up for this class. We really would like to have it. We tried having it earlier, Rob, and enough people didn't sign up for it. So we really would like to have this class and try to get the ball rolling on this. Because we do believe once the word get out how it was, it will take off. So please come out and support this event on April the 29th, our Dutch oven cooking class. Also, Rob, we have our summer camp registration is open right now. So go ahead and get your child signed up for summer camp. And last but not least, Rob, like I say, more than anything, I can't stress it enough. If you're into camping or want to do some camping, please, please, please look at your calendar and go ahead and get you a spot for Mayo.
Well, now, LeBron, of course, most of the time when we talk about camping, a lot of people, you know, automatically assume, you know, campers, RVs. But if people want to come down and camp in a tent or rent a cabin, you've got those places available. Modern bathroom facilities. The cabins are heated and air-conditioned. The cabins do not have bathrooms. But they are close by, you know, the modern bathroom facilities. With that being said, LeBron, some of the cabins will sleep up, what, to 9 people?
Yes, Rob. I have 5 different cabins, Rob. I have three cabins to sleep six people. It has a full-size bed in there in one room, and then the other room is two sets of bunks, and then we have two cabins, Robert. It's basically just one open room that sleeps nine people. It has four sets of bunks in that one little single bed. So come on out and rent the cabins. Come on out, have a good time. You, your friends, your buddies. A lot of guys come out there, Rob, that just come out and get a cabin just for the day because him and his buddies go fishing. They come back in the cabin and cool off, and some of them, they come in and have a good time, and they spend the night in the cabins, Rob. So come on out and enjoy it. I guarantee you the prices are very minimal. I guarantee you will like it. I guarantee you will enjoy it. And, you know, a lot of people put tents up at the cabins. So that's the deal with that. So just give us a call. Come check us out, 597-7806.
LeBron, also need to remind everybody that if you just want to go down to Mayo for the day, you can enjoy disc golf, walk the nature trail, play horseshoes. It's just a lot to offer there at Mayo Park. 1013 Neal Store Road is the address. And LeBron,
yes.
Do you know of any horseshoe tournaments that may be coming up anytime soon?
Rob, we just had one this past weekend. I don't think it was canceled. Off the top of my head, I don't, but they are scheduled. I will have a note for that for next week because I do have it wrote down on my calendar. But Mr. Cecil Bowes, he runs it. He runs a great show with that. It's all, you know, work is out. They are North Carolina sanctioned horseshoe pits. It's a small fee to do that. But yes, I will have the information next week for you, but I do know we do have some scheduled for you.
LeBron, appreciate you coming out, sharing some good messages with us about Mayo Park and the Person County Parks and Rec Department. Also want to let you know that with the weather getting nicer, if you want to get out and walk and enjoy from anywhere in Roxburgh and Person County within a 10 or 15-minute drive, in many cases a lot less, you can be at one of the parks that is maintained by the Parks and Rec Department. They have walking tracks, playground equipment, and you know what? It's no charge at all. So get out and enjoy Roxburgh and Person County. If you're having company or family, friends, or whatever it may be coming in town visiting, get out and show them some parts of beautiful Person County. And it's not expensive at all to visit the parks, is it, LeBron?
It's definitely, as always, it's free $99 to visit. We only charge when you want to use an amenity, like rent something like the cabins, canoes, kayaks. But coming out hiking, parking, fishing, all of that, Rob, is, as I always say, it's definitely free $99 to do that, sir.
And if you want to go down to Mayo Park and play disc golf, that's no charge. And they, if you see them in the office, they will give you the disc to where you can play disc golf. And we also have disc golf courses at PCC, Hyco Lake. Lots of things to do in Roxburgh and Person County. Get out and enjoy. LeBron, again, have a wonderful day. Appreciate you coming out and sharing some good news with us about the Parks and Rec Department.
Yes, you all listeners have a great day also.